Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on striving, striving against one's nafs, striving against shaitan, and striving against the physical enemy to the utmost that a person can strive. Today's hadith, an Abi Mas'ud, Uqba ibn Amr al-Ansari radiallahu, al-Badri radiallahu anhu, qal, lamma nazalat ayatu sadaqa, kunna nuhamilu ala dhuhurina, faja'a rajulun fatasaddaqa bishayin kathirin, faqalu mura'in, وجاء رجل آخر فتصدق بصاع فقالوا إن الله لغني عن صاع هذا فنزلت الذين يلمزون المطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم متفق عليه. حضرت عقبة بن عمر الأنصاري البدري رضي الله عنه narrates that when the verse regarding charity was revealed, we used to earn a living by carrying goods on our back. A man would come and give a lot of wealth and charity, and some people would say he is showing off. What happened? The ayat came down that now give nafil charity, give optional charity. So Sahaba, many of them were very, very poor. So what they would do is they would work by carrying goods on their back in the heat. Difficult situations they would work. They would earn little bit, and from there now they'll give charity. So what would happen now is the munafiqeen would mock at them. The munafiqeen would mock at them that you're giving so little. One person by the name of Abu Aqil radiallahu anhu, he came and he gave half a saw. Half a saw is about 1.7 kilos. So he came and he gave something in charity. He gave a little in charity. So they mocked at him that Allah Ta'ala is not in need of your charity. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌ عَنْ صَوَىٰهِنْ هَذَا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need this little bit that you're giving. So they were mocking at him. There was another sahabi who came, as Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. He gave 8,000 dirhams, and according to some others, he gave 4,000 dirhams, or he gave 40 uqiyah of gold. They also mocked at him, that he's giving so much, this one is giving so little. So they started mocking. So one thing we learn from here is when a person wants to do good, there will be people that will mock at him, people will laugh at him. But a person is doing it for the sake of Allah. He's worried what my Allah thinks of me. If people want to mock, let them mock. Sahaba had to go through this. That they worked so hard and they went and they earned. And then they gave charity and then these people were mocking at them. And telling him, Allah Ta'ala doesn't need charity like this. Imagine, after working and giving and they've been mocked at like this. So then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala revealed this ayat. That, what ayat Allah Ta'ala revealed? First, the hadith goes on to say that a man came and gave a lot of wealth in charity, and some people would say he is showing off. Then another man would come and give one saw or give a small weight in charity, and some people would say Allah does not need the saw of this person. The following verse was then revealed: الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ. Those who mock the believers because of their charity, which they give of their own free will, and those who do not find anything to give except their labor. In other words, they would work. They didn't have money to give. These people are just mocking. Person is giving a lot, they're mocking. Person is giving very little, they are mocking. So every opportunity they get, they're mocking. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat in favor of these sahaba that were working hard, and these sahaba that were giving also. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains, and then Allah Ta'ala says towards the end of the ayat, سَخِيرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, that mocked they are by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In fact, they are mocked. They think they are mocking the believers. They think they are mocking these people who are earning and they are giving charity. But mocked actually they are. And ulama explained it. What is meant by mocked in this particular ayat? سَخِيرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. It means that they have been punished by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They will be punished by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And for them is a very, very painful punishment. It doesn't go away easy that your person mocks and criticizes people that are working hard for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the lesson we learn from here is that person, when Sahaba were told that you need to strive and need to give charity, that even those that didn't have, they didn't say, no, we should be receiving. They went and they carried goods on their back. They went and did hard work, labor, so that they can also give. So Islam has this mentality. Unfortunately, nowadays you get the person thinks he's accepting Islam now, he's a recipient of a handout. No, that wasn't the even mentality of Sahaba. Even the man that didn't have, he wanted to also give. Allah Ta'ala give us this quality. On one occasion, some people had suggested that Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah, had worked for so many years as an imam of the masjid, And he was doing it voluntarily. He wasn't taking anything from the masjid. So some people had suggested that why don't we try and give him something. Towards the ending of his life this was, why don't we give him something, at least he will have something extra for himself. He may have medical expenses, he may have some other type of commitments, his money can go towards that. So when they had approached him, Hazrat refused, he didn't want to take it. So they said, okay, what we can do? If you don't want to take it, we're hoping that maybe you got some medical bills, some medication, something you need to buy. At least allow us to pay for your overseas trips. Let the masjid pay so that when you're going overseas, at least now the masjid is giving something towards. So then Hazrat replied and he said something very nicely. He said, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that we should be giving to the house of Allah. We shouldn't be taking from the house of Allah. In other words, we should be giving. So this was the spirit that Sahaba had, that we should be giving, not that we should be takers. But even those that didn't have, they also wanted to give. So that when his ayat came down to give nafis charity, they went and they carried. They didn't worry what the munafiqeen had to say, what the hypocrites had to taunt them. That didn't mean much to them, what Allah Ta'ala and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say. That is what meant to them. Allah Ta'ala give us this quality also. So when a person decides to take that line of obeying Allah Pak, obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be side comments that you're becoming too pious, you're becoming like this, and you're becoming like that. All these things shouldn't worry a person. These are the things that the pious of the past also went through, and they bore it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and come early for the Jummah Salah, make it a point of reciting Surah Al-Kahf, encourage the family also to recite Surah Al-Kahf, and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah to engage in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.